Hello, I'm Dr. Eric Topol, Director of the Scripps Translational Science Institute and Editor-in-Chief of Medscape Genomic Medicine and TheHeart.org. In this series, The Creative Destruction of Medicine, named for the book I wrote, I am trying to zoom in on critical aspects of how the digital world will create better healthcare. George Orwell once said that the hospital is the antechamber to the tomb. And you know, that was written decades ago. And unfortunately, there's still truth about that today. It's really sad to think that one in four individuals who are in hospitals in America today have a problem with medical errors or have problems like nosocomial hospital-acquired infections, medication errors. And so there's a book that just recently was published called Unaccountable, by the Johns Hopkins surgeon, Marty McCary, and it's quite an alarmist view of this problem with lack of accountability in hospitals and in the medical profession in general. The digital world could potentially help this. We've seen some disappointing aspects with respect to electronic medical records because it hasn't really been shown to markedly reduce medical errors and certainly hasn't done anything to reduce hospital-acquired infections. But what will be interesting to see in the future is the thing like scorecards. This scorecards of hospitals, you saw in recent months, Consumer Reports, their feature cover article about rating hospitals. This is just the beginning of where it can go to give direct information, transparency, accountability, the data to consumers. And that Consumer Reports story is just going to be amplified over time and not just through one particular magazine. So if we have a window for the consumer about real data, they can select a physician. As I discussed in the book, consumers can go to Google Scholar and figure out who are experts in a particular field, start to get facile with that. And just as we in the medical community, when we are trying to find a physician to refer, an expert, we can pick anywhere in the world. This is the sort of thing that can be digitally available for consumers. So we as peers can put together the information that's necessary for the proper transparency, selection of physicians, selections of hospitals, and hopefully that's one way to make improvements in the future. One of the interesting things, and I wrote about in the book as well, is why do trustees volunteer to serve on hospital boards? And what's fascinating is when you talk to them, they volunteer to be trustees so they can get access to the information of which is the right doctor to go to when they have a problem. And of course, there's a very few number of people who can serve as hospital trustees. But that's the equivalent of where we need to go with transparency, accountability, scorecards in the future. Thank you for joining us for this segment, and stay tuned for more from The Creative Destruction of Medicine.